outlines are available. I hope you received one. There's a few left on the chair in the back. The lesson comes from the text at the top of your notes, 1 Peter 10. And each point in the lesson is found as a phrase in that verse. So in 1 Peter 3, verse 10, I've titled this lesson is from that first phrase of the verse, love life and see good days. But for he who would love life and see good days, well, hands go up at that. Count me in, loving life and seeing good days. All right, here's the 3 points. Let him refrain his tongue from evil, his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears open to their prayers. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So, kind of put first of all, what does it mean? Ask my own question. What does it mean to love life? So I put in your notes, there's 2 New Testament words that are translated life. One Greek word is bios, and that just refers to our physical existence. It can mean the way a person lives, or it can also mean the duration of your life. Just bios. We're living, but we're not guaranteed tomorrow. But the second word is zoe, and that's a higher form of life. It's new life. It's spiritual life. It's abundant life that Jesus talks about in John chapter 10, verse 10. I came that you might have life and have it so more abundantly. Not just physical existence, but above that. You know, there's even a singing group out of Nashville, Tennessee called the Zoe Group. They want to, in their songs of gospel singing, they want to inspire a higher level of living. There's also, I've known parents that have named their daughters Zoe or Zoe. You know, we've heard that names in recent years. Well, it's a Greek word. And so parents want to instill that attitude of life, no doubt, in their daughters. So they've named them Zoe or Zoe. But as you know, God desires us to live, not only live our lives, but wants to live our lives fully, abundantly. Good days. Jesus said in John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus is giving us something better than just physical existence. In Proverbs 19, verse 23, the fear of the Lord leads to life. Oh, man, I'm already living. Oh, but there's a higher level. The fear of the Lord leads to life, not just physical existence. We're already physically alive. But there's a zoe element. See? So our text provides that recipe in 1 Peter 3, verse 10. He would love life, good days. Here's the formula. Refrain your tongue from evil. Lift from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Life. I think the admonition, another way to say it, would be deliberately set out to love life. Put some purpose in living. Put your heart in life. Do it on purpose. I want to love life. So we decide, it's up to us, if bios, you know, that physical existence, is a burden to be endured, or is it a journey to be enjoyed? Which is it? See, so I put in your notes, zoe makes bios worth living. Abundant life. Better. Then next phrase, love life, see good days. Sometimes I use a phrase, somebody will ask me when I'm out and about, how's your day? And I say, oh, every day's a great day. Some are just better, and they point, oh, good, goodness. Then I say, some are just better than others, and they kind of sit back and say, yeah, that's true. But it starts out, every day's a great day. Every day. Love life and see good days. All right, here's the 3-point formula. Number one, watch your tongue and your lips. Well, he said, refrain your tongue from evil. So now we have tongue control first. James 1, verse 19, you're familiar with it. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, oh, but slow to speak. You know, sometimes we just have to bite our tongue. Sometimes we just have to, as someone said, put a cork in it. We have to refrain our tongue from evil. That means don't, if we're going to refrain it, don't do it, or don't say it, put a stop to it. And our tongue from evil. The words, the evil words would be those that are malicious. Words that are injurious. We want to love life and see good days. The things that we say, we don't want them to be destructive. We don't want to have our words designed to hurt. We don't want, not today's generation, we don't want words that bully or slander. Because our words get us into a lot of trouble. They cause trouble, upset others. My hand goes up. I've been there. You did that old saying, remember the saying as children, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words hurt. Broken bones heal rather quickly. But not the words we say if they're injurious. James 3 verse 6 says the tongue is a fire, a whirl of iniquity. Oh, refrain our tongue. Then second, the added phrase to it, and our lips from speaking deceit. So our evil and deceit. And I don't want to speak dishonestly or trickery or entrapment or misleading. You know, those kinds of words. You know the definition of evil and deceit. Psalm 34 verse 13. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking evil. So that familiar verse that I've learned from my youth, if your lips would keep from slips, five things observe with care, of whom you speak, to whom you speak, and how, and when, and where. Just a simple poem, but that's the lesson. Ephesians 4 verse 19, Paul gives us some more information, some added encouragement. He said, let no corrupt word out of your mouth. Then he gives the positive side. But what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Our speech. Well, love life. See good days. The first formula and recipe has to do with our speech. Our speech. Colossians 3 verse 8. Paul again says, put these things off. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy speech out of your, filthy language out of your mouth. Don't lie to one another. Since, and here's the reason, you put off the old man with his deeds. Proverbs 4, verse 24. I look at my notes, I think, man, I just put verse after verse in my notes. But in Proverbs 4, verse 24, put away from you a deceitful mouth. Put perverse lips far from you. So the first formula has to do with tongue control. Watch your tongue. Watch your lips. Second is evil. And the opposite, do good. Do good. So the first phrase in Peter's text, Peter writes in his text, is let him turn away from evil. So the first one was turn your tongue. Now it's turn your life. Depart from evil. Definition would be abandon it, reject it, retreat from it, leave it alone. Those kinds of things. Easy lesson. You know, we hear these things, are reminded of them all the time. Turn away from evil. Proverbs 3, and I have my list here. These are all in Proverbs. Proverbs 3, verse 7. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. Proverbs 4, verse 27. Remove your foot from evil. In other words, don't go there. Proverbs 14, verse 16. A wise man fears and departs from evil. A fool rages and is self-confident. Proverbs 16, verse 6. By the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. Proverbs 16, verse 17. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Then Moses gives this warning in Exodus 23, verse 1. Don't circulate a false report. Don't put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Don't follow a multitude to do evil. So there's plenty of people in our world doing evil. And the admonition here is don't do that. Don't follow the multitude when they're going the wrong direction. They're doing evil. Then the opposite in the text, do good. Don't follow. Don't participate. Don't get in the way of evil. Do good. Do those things in, you know, definition, things that are helpful, beneficial. I want to do good. A good work. Be kind. Definition of what's doing good. If we went around the room, you would put all of these words together, I'm sure. Be considerate. I like this one in the dictionary. It's humane. Humane. Have a humane society. We know how to treat animals, or supposedly. Humane in doing good. Tenderness, a blessing, another dictionary definition word. In Acts 10, verse 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good. Jesus, what'd you do in your ministry? Oh, I went about doing good. Do good. It's the golden rule, isn't it? Luke 6, 11, just as you want men to do to you, do unto them. Do. Matthew 5, 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Do good. And then they go, hopefully the result is they glorify God. Galatians 6, verse 10, if I start the verse, you can finish it. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let's do good to all, especially those of the household of faith. 1 Timothy 6, verse 18, let them do good, that they be rich in good works. He's admonishing those who have the treasure. Be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share. And then he said, why? Why would I want to do this? All those good works and give and share and be kind and considerate, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Oh, that's right. There's an eternal view in this recipe that Peter gives in our text. Hebrews 6, verse 9. Beloved, we're confident of better things concerning you. One of my favorite phrases in the Bible. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Things that accompany salvation. They lay alongside God's amazing grace. This is what part of our calling, our admonition, our purpose. God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you've shown toward his name, in that you've ministered to the saints and do minister. We desire each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Don't become sluggish, he says. Imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Yeah, see, there's a reward. A blessing. You want to love life? And see good days. The last one is number three, is seek and pursue peace. You seek and pursue it, again, definitions. Sometimes you hear me say I like definitions. Because they not only many times define the word, but many times in the definition it gives the application. So seek and pursue. Look, search, scour, look high and low, hunt. You're doing it with a view to reach something. It's a quest. Be persistent in finding. Seek and pursue. Now here it is in Romans 12, verse 18. Again, I just wrote the verses down. Romans 12, 18. If it's possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Seek and pursue peace. Put some effort in it. Romans 14, verse 19. Therefore, let's pursue the things that make for peace, and the things by which one may edify one another. Seek and pursue those things. Search, scour, look high and low. That's the objective. 2 Corinthians 13, 11. Finally, brethren, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, that the God of love and peace be with you. Hebrews 12, verse 14, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Sounds pretty important, doesn't it? If I want to love life and see good days, watch what I say, the way that I live, and then pursue peace. So peace, quietness, calmness, contentment, harmony with God, peace. So be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. Don't go looking for trouble. Take that chip off your shoulder. Don't be bothered by every slight. Don't dwell on things that upset you. Because it keeps upsetting you, doesn't it? The more you dwell on it, and chew on it, meditate on it, harbor it. Pursue peace. Seek and pursue. Wow. Yeah, I know, easier said than done, but it has to be sought. And it has to be pursued. Go after it. Go after it. Psalm 34, verse 17, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles, their worries, your fears, your anxiety. The Lord is near those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Seek and pursue peace. In John 16, verse 13, these things I've spoken to you, Jesus said, that in me you might have peace. In the world you have tribulation. I can't go up again. Amen. So be it. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So there's your recipe. There's your formula. Watch what you say. Don't follow evil. And seek and pursue peace. Love life. Good days. Always at the close of a song or a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. We'll do that again this evening. If that's your resolve, if that's your desire to become a Christian by being baptized for remission of sins, we can accomplish that. As Paul wrote in our Bible class lesson this morning, I don't need to tell you about this once again because you've already been taught. You know, well, let me say it again. You know, Matthew 28, the closing verses. Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and all authority. Pay attention. Sit up. Listen. Go and teach all nations, or make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So that's the invitation we extend every time. A salvation invitation, a salvation message that's authored by Jesus. So let's stand and sing the song that you've selected for us, Tori. And if there is a response that you want to make, just let it be known at the close of this song.